This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Stem cell research holds great promise, but it's also very controversial. Slate's Will Salatan is wading deep into this issue for Slate, and he joins us now. Hi, Will.
Hi, Madeline.
So a big topic of conversation among researchers is a proposal by one biologist for a way to create stem cells without actually creating a fully formed human embryo. Explain this idea.
Well, this is an idea that's been proposed by Bill Hurlbut, who's a member of the President's Council on Bioethics. And basically the idea is premised on an insight that what we want is the stem cells. The moral problem is with creating and destroying embryos. So what if, Hurlbut asks, we could create something that's sort of like an embryo but isn't quite an embryo that starts to grow human stem cells? And it's kind of a creepy idea, but if we could do it, we could get around the moral problem and produce the stem cells and get all the scientific and medical benefits.
So what would this thing be, this non-human human?
Well, that is exactly what the debate is about. I mean, the line between a human zygote or embryo and a sort of creation that's not quite like that is so thin. The idea is you would tweak one gene. You would choose one of the genes that's necessary to form an embryo, and you would delete it in the process of cloning so that the thing cannot actually grow into a sheep if it were a sheep cell or a person if it were a human cell. But it would start to produce a whole bunch of human stem cells.
And so that seems to be a viable solution for the moral yuck factor. What is the reaction amongst moral ethicists who are following this issue?
Well, it varies. You know, I went to the President's Council on Bioethics meeting on this a week ago, and there the reaction was kind of confused. Some of the members of the council said, well, it's kind of gross, you know. It was sort of a visceral reaction, the way an ordinary layperson would react. Other members said, well, you know, actually, look, it's technically not an embryo, therefore we don't have a problem with this. We can gain the medical benefits, we serve the moral purpose of saving lives with the research, and we don't kill any lives because none of these things is an embryo. And what I discovered was, from watching that discussion, was by and large, the members of the council who had this moral problem with it that they couldn't articulate but weren't willing to let go of were Jewish. And the other members of the council that said, gee, you know, it's kind of yucky, but actually it's not an embryo, therefore it's morally okay, were Catholic. And so it opened up to me this whole new discussion of what are the differences between the way that Catholic and Jewish theologians or thinkers think about these issues and how that bears on stem cells.
And what are the differences?
Well, after the council meeting, I then went to this conference in Rome. So in Rome, right, it's related to the Vatican. It was at one of the pontifical universities, which are Vatican-affiliated. And there, we had a religious vetting process. Basically, what you have is the folks who are proposing these ideas going to the Catholic Church and saying, look, does this pass ethical muster with you? Do you agree that these are not embryos? And therefore, the Catholic Church would then get behind those ideas, which would be an enormous benefit in the United States in terms of moving the debate.
So researchers bring this all the way to Rome to try to convince Catholics to go along with it. What was the response? Did the Catholics say, okay, that sounds okay with us because it's not technically a human?
Well, the answer is yes and no. The response in Rome from the priests who were assembled there was they liked the idea in principle, and they love the idea of scientists coming to the clergy and saying, you know, we would like to make science bend to religious ethics on this occasion.
I guess I'm wondering why this matters in the first place. Can't scientists just basically go ahead with their experiments? And here in California, a ballot proposition was passed awarding billions of dollars for stem cell research. So why does it matter that these scientists are going to these theologians to get their blessings, if you will, when they can, it seems, just go ahead with their research?
Well, you know, I heard an interesting argument about this from Bill Hurlbut in both of these places. He talked about the possibility of blue state versus red state ethics emerging in the United States, where you would have states like California that fund embryonic stem cell research, and then you would have other states that are more conservative and wouldn't do this sort of thing, and you would have sort of the nation torn apart over this. And, you know, what he would like to do ideally is to come up with this kind of end run so that the red states could do the same thing as the blue states, so that everybody could be doing research that would produce human embryonic stem cells. We would get all the benefits that the blue states want without violating the sanctity of the embryo, which the red states tend to believe in.
opinion and analysis from Will Salatan. He writes the Human Nature column for Slate. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Madeline.